Hello, welcome. This is Coach D, Transformational Moments with Coach D. And today, I'm coming on today with a word of encouragement, inspiration, and it's going to challenge you in your thinking. And so today, this will be my last podcast for 2023, and I want to announce before I get started that there will be new and frequent podcasts for 2024. So those are my followers, those of you that do come on and listen, thank you. I want to give you thanks and appreciation for watching, taking the time to listen to my podcast. And I pray that it has touched your life, impacted your life, and transformed your life in some way. And so today we're going to start, the title today is Perfect Timing. And it's on the topic of trust. Before we go into, even now, we must begin to be prepared to trust the Lord throughout 2024. If you've never focused yourself to begin to really trust in God, I beseech you to begin to trust God in everything that you do, every decision that you make, from friendships to marriage to children to job, career, business, everything, health, everything. I come to encourage you to trust God in His perfect timing. So I'm going to start with, we're going to come from scriptures. We're going to come from Proverbs 3:5-6. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. And so I pray that this word that I'm about to teach will bless you. And it's coming from Marshawn Evans Daniels, my mentor. And I pray that it blesses you. So, she says that when it comes to trust, remember we're talking about total reliance upon spiritual timing, not just partial trust in the areas where we feel the odds are in our favor. We must become intentional when it comes to no longer trusting the wrong things like yourself, your experience, your intellect, because you may be good. We may be good, but God is greater. God's got a higher, wider, and more eternal view. This is a special time to trust God with your whole heart, especially the parts you've been holding back out of fear of fully letting go. Disbelief disrupts our destiny. We block miracles when we give God just a small piece versus all of us. It can seem scary, and that's okay. God isn't afraid of our turn down by our emotions and feelings, by being turned down by our emotions and feelings. But instead, He wants you to bring those cares and worries to Him, even in the midst of frustration. And know that every detour and delay has been divinely orchestrated. And remember that God knows the ideal timing for you to arrive at your destination. Because, and with me, I know waiting is hard. It can be hard. But you know, God says in His word, God told me in the beginning of 2023 that I want you to be still in this season. I want you to be still and know that I'm God. And even though in this season, I was not only still, but I was listening. I was waiting, because you know, waiting is a spiritual discipline. And waiting implies the listening ear, a heart that's responsive to the wooing of God. A concentration of the spiritual faculties upon heavenly things, the patience of faith. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's what the word of God says in Hebrews 11:1. But also, waiting is a spiritual discipline because it allows each of us to more fully experience who we are, the world around us, and the presence of God. Waiting is also an active verb indicating that to wait is to align, to be aware through all of the senses, emotions, and feelings. It's your emotions and feelings of what is occurring around you and discerning the right time to do the next thing. So waiting is a time for preparation. So when God said, be still and know that I'm God, He was saying to me, daughter, wait in preparation. Wait and it's time for you to prepare. Whatever you're believing for, you prepare for. It's just in instance, like when we get pregnant and we're waiting on the baby to come, what do we do in preparation? We buy the baby bed, we fix up the room, we get clothes, if we know the sex of the child, we do things, we prepare for the baby's arrival. We don't wait till the baby get here to prepare, we're prepared when it comes. And so God spoke a word to me maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, that preparation meets opportunity. I don't know what you're waiting for. I don't know what you believe in God for. But I beseech you to wait on the Lord. And I'm going to give you some scriptures to give you that I use, that I, practice and listen to and go to when I'm in a place of anxiety, or which is my emotions and my feelings get in the way or try to jump up in the way. And it's Isaiah 40, 29 through 31 in the King James Version. And it says, 29 says, he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, those that prepare themselves for what they're believing God for, says that Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not faint, and they shall walk and not faint. And they shall run and not be weary. So to actively look for and step into holy flow, so that we can manage our souls and so that we can hear the truths of God's word, life-giving instructions about the matter. James 1, another scripture I studied, James 1, 3 through 4 says, my brethren, count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that we may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So I'm going to give you some scriptures on faith versus fear. So like Hebrews 11 and 6 says, because we can't stop the spirit of fear from coming into our mind. But God said in his word, and I think 1 Timothy 1 and 6 says that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But Hebrews 11 and 6 tells us, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So don't miss out on everything that Jesus Christ died for us to have because of unbelief or doubt, and doubt of our true identity. We, as children of God, these things are our birthright. Healing is our birthright. Divine health is our birthright. Prosperity is our birthright in our souls, in our spirits, and in our body. It is our birthright. And so Hebrews 11, another scripture that I study in my times of waiting for anything, always Hebrews 11, 13 through 16, it says, and it's a testimony of those that waited on God by faith. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them far off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. For verily, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, and heavenly. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city. Now, let me break that scripture down. Even though God has prepared a place for us, which is heaven, but they still believe, this is what I want you to hear. They believe, even though they never got an opportunity to see it, they believe even unto death. But see, we have an opportunity. See, they didn't have what we have. They didn't have the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They didn't have the mercy of God, the grace of God. But we experience it because of Jesus Christ. And so we will live. We can live and see heaven on earth. We can live in heaven on earth. And, because that's the word of God. God said that there remaineth a rest for the children of God. He's not talking about an eternal rest. He's talking about a rest, a place of no more struggling, no more being frustrated. Right here where we are right now in the earth, it is possible. Because God said in his word, what is impossible, man, is possible with God. So I want to encourage you, even if you might be in a trying situation right now, the doctors may be saying, you got this, how long to live. No man has that authority. No one has the authority how long we live or when we gonna die or what, but God. Amen. And your faith. Because if you believe, you can have whatever you say. But I want to go back. I want to get to another scripture. Hebrews 4 and 1 through 7 that I go through and I study. And that scripture really helps me. That scripture that I just read, Hebrews 11, 13 through 16, it encouraged me to hold on to my faith no matter what. Because the Bible says in the word also, he said, calling those things, I think it's in the book of Romans, calling those things, Abraham, our father of faith said, he called those things that be not as though they were. Even though God told him he was going to give him a son from his own loins, he did not doubt it. He did not question it. He said, God, if you said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Even though, you know, we know him and Sarah went out there, and then he had a baby with Hagar and Ishmael came. But God still said, you shall have what I told you. See, God is never going to turn back on his promises. God is a God of covenant, and he's a God. He is King of kings and Lord of lords, and he keeps his word. Amen. And so let us therefore, he says in Hebrews 4:17. Chapter 4, 1 through 7 says, let us therefore fear lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. And that's the key. You got to mix your faith with the word, with what you heard, which is the word of God. Because Romans tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so, for unto us, okay, so, and then he says in verse 3, Hebrews 4, 3, for we which have believed do enter into that rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my wrath, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of what? Their unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. That's the message to you. In this day, as you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Hebrews 4, 8 through 16 tells us, For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remained therefore a rest to the people of God, as I said earlier. For he that is entered into his rest, he also have ceased from his own works, as God did from his. So let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So seeing then that we have a great high priest, that's Jesus Christ, that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help in time of need. So I just want you to understand that it's our deliverance, the promise coming to pass in our life. It's our responsibility to get it. It is for us, but it's our responsibility to do what we have to do necessarily to get it. And that's faith. As I said earlier in his word, that he said that without faith, it's impossible to please him. So when you come to God, you must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Because he knows your heart. He know if you believe. He know if you're doubting. He know. So make sure that you, when you come before God, make sure that you're coming for him from a pure place and that you truly believe him. And even if you don't fully believe, like the man in the word, guys, the man in the Bible said to him, he said, Lord, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. And that is what God is bringing to you today through Coach D, is ask God to help you in your unbelief. He understands. He understands why that unbelief can be there. Maybe someone betrayed you that said they loved you. Maybe someone said they was going to do something that didn't do it, and that hurt you. That affected you, so you don't trust anybody. Oh, come on now. I'm a testimony. I didn't trust nobody, and I didn't trust God. But during this season in my life right now that I'm going through, I trust God. No matter what, I'm going to trust God, because that's the only way for me to obtain the things that I need. And I believe him for. I want to see my children saved, my family saved, my husband delivered. You know, I want to see those things, but I will only see them in faith, by my faith, in trust in God. What is trust? Total reliance upon spiritual timing. God has a perfect timing. Even in the word of God, he says that, you know, they prophesied about Jesus in the Old Testament, that he was coming. But in the fullness of time, God's word says he was born. So I just want you to know that whatever that dream is, whatever that vision is that God has placed inside of you, it will come to pass, but you got to wait. What is wait? It's the time of preparation. You have to prepare yourself. You have to quiet yourself, because it's a spiritual discipline. So we must allow ourselves to more fully experience who we are in the world around us and the presence of God. We are the children of God. And so the question today is, tell me, where are you struggling with trusting God's timing? And what lessons do you think God is trying to teach you about patience, spiritual intimacy, and preparation? And where do you get stuck? I said, and I'm going to share my journal with you. I said, Lord, I trust your timing, but I must empty my mind of all the religious mantra and principles that have been programmed in my mind on how to deal with waiting on God. I must begin to see waiting as a time to reflect and hear the Holy Spirit guide me in my next step. And that came from Psalms 27:14 and James 1:4. And so today's prayer, it will be, God, you are the one who created time. You are in control. You're never behind. And I thank you that I am always exactly where I need to be, to trust in, listen to, and follow you. Amen. I really pray that this word today really helped you, brought you some clarity, brought you some wisdom, some understanding. But I also want you to take it back to the Lord. Take it back to God and allow him to reveal the truth to you. I believe that, I came from a sincere place. This is what I do. This is what I practice every day. And so I just wanted to come and share it with my hearers and my followers here. And so I love you. I thank you so much. You can also find me on TikTok and Deborah Gilmore. I'm Deborah Gilmore on TikTok. And you can also, I think it's Deborah Hendricks Gilmore on TikTok. But you can catch me on all my social media outlets. I'm on Facebook, Deborah Ann Gilmore. I'm on and I'm on TikTok, and I also have a YouTube channel. But I'm working on there to transport all of my content to YouTube, so you can be able to follow me. Either or, you know, whatever is best for you. But I am so happy that you are here listening, and I want you to have a wonderful new year. I wish you a happy new year and a blessed and a prosperous new year in Jesus' name. I love you all. Thank you all for tuning in today. I want y'all to have a wonderful day. And like Tabitha Brown said, you're going to have a wonderful day. But even if you don't you dare go mess with anyone else's. I love you all. This is Transformational Moment with Deborah, with Coach D. I love you. And I'll see you again soon.